these cool days. Hummer Ticket Stock 2004. February 20th through the 22nd at the Plano Center. Brought to you by AT&T Wireless and Texas Tickets. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
5:14 is the time. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And coming up next, I'm going to tell you about an old wives' tale with which I was confronted last night. I believed it was an old wives' tale. I always have believed this was an old wives' tale, and there was really nothing to this at all. But apparently, I'm wrong about this. Apparently, there is something to it.
I can't wait for this.
Not that big of a deal, really. But we'll get to it in just a bit.
Don't depress the hammer.
I'm sorry. Now, I didn't mean to blow your gig here.
Well, sound like a good deal we're going to do and disprove something. But you always undersell. Your stuff's always good. So,
well,
I continue to look forward to it.
We like to underpromise and overdeliver
if we
can. You're
the king of that.
Right now, though, we're going to try and underpromise and overdeliver with fun with real audio. Real audio heard on this show or maybe elsewhere, which may or may not have gotten attention or notice at the time, but is certainly worthy of closer review.
Otherwise known as kick Greg right in the crotch.
Mm-hmm. You're right, Greg.
That's pretty much what it is. This is an exercise to pick on the handicapped.
And if you hear handicapped?
Yeah, I'm handicapped.
Why?
Because I don't speak real well.
If you hear Grego slip into Robot Grego, don't forget to email me at corbydavidson@hotmail.com.
Oh, they don't believe me. They don't. So if you want to pick on...
Yes, forget pajamagram.
So if you want to pick on the handicapped, then go ahead. Go ahead and make fun of me.
If Corby's mailbox is full, danny@theticket.com is a very, very viable option as well.
Right. So,
and should you not have success there, try hardliners@AOL.com. Don't expect a reply, but you can send it nonetheless.
But one place don't send it, Greg1310@AOL. I'll write you back and cuss you.
Yeah, it's funny that, like, most of the time, Danny and I will get copied on the same stuff when it comes to you. Or sometimes Mike will get copied. But they fear putting your name
right
on there. Like you would find them, hunt them down, and shoot them.
How do we know I won't?
I can't put Greg on here.
No.
You'll kill me.
No, because they're squealing on me. They're tattletaling on me.
Well, before
but
we
you
get...
know what? If the P1s want to pick on the handicap, go ahead.
They're 90% inaccurate, though.
Yeah, they are.
They really are.
It's okay, though. We accept all, because sometimes we miss it.
Well, if you like to pick on retards, go ahead.
Before we get to the station retard, we're going to hear some stuff from David Letterman and then the Bob and Dan program, which I found hilarious that they haven't talked about yet. First, David Letterman.
They were funny and they didn't even realize it.
Yeah. First, though, David Letterman. This happened two nights ago when Dr. Phil was a guest. And Dr. Phil
You love Dr. Phil, don't you?
After this, yeah, I do, man. He had Letterman on the run. Letterman didn't know what to do because Dr. Phil's sharp, man. Hate to spar with that guy.
Dr. Phil is a peckerhead.
No, he's not. Well, he may be, I don't know. But he's pretty sharp and very quick-witted. So he's got Letterman on the run. He's trying to talk Letterman into getting married to this chick that he's been dating for so long that he had the kid with, Harry.
Right.
And
does Harry have a surname?
Letterman.
Yeah, Letterman.
What about a middle name?
No.
Not these days.
No.
Not these days.
No. So, anyway... he's got Letterman on the run. Letterman wants nothing to do with this conversation, but Dr. Phil keeps pressing him and pressing him and pressing him, and Letterman's trying to get out of it. And when he tries to finally get out of it, he issues a classic stammer.
A new car!
And I'm sure I'll get it ironed out.
Are you gonna invite me to the wedding?
Well, no. If it happens, it'll be very private. It won't be like that Oprah birthday party.
Is that a no?
I will send you an announcement.
Wow.
And the best is after when Dr. Phil goes, just making fun of it. Play it one more time.
That's sorry.
A new car!
And I'm sure I'll get it ironed out.
Are you gonna invite me to the wedding?
Well, no. If it happens, it'll be very private. It won't be like that Oprah birthday party.
Is that a no?
I, I will send you an announcement.
That's pretty funny.
Thank you.
Well, you didn't do it.
Oh, yeah. Now,
why is Dave so eaten up with Oprah?
I don't know.
I think he's jealous of her and all the money she makes.
He could care less about her money.
No. Believe me, he's all about money.
How do you know?
That's how he keeps scoring.
How do you know?
Because he's always in some kind of contract squabble. You know, demanded that he makes more money than Jay Leno. That's how he keeps score.
Well, he can't catch Oprah. No one can. Why should he be upset about that?
Which is why it drives him nuts.
All right, so last week, Bob and Dan had their weekly visit with Coach Bob Knight. And if you were listening to it, it went 20 minutes long as far as our breaks are concerned. And they get on us. 20 minutes long this interview went. And it was good. It was an interesting interview. But you could tell that after a while, they were trying to get out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they couldn't stop his stories.
Well, he was filibustering.
They literally could not stop his stories. And this is a cut of right in the middle of the interview, probably 10 minutes into it, where Bob Knight tells a pretty lame joke, but Bob laughs at it. Now, this is real laughter. We're going to get to courtesy laughter, the worst that has ever been heard at the
station. A lot of courtesy laughter happens during that
program. I know.
Program.
So here is Bob with a laugh that I think is pretty legitimate.
You, Bob Knight, the general, is a hot sports topic no matter what happens.
Yeah, you knocked Janet Jackson out of the news for a day or two.
Yeah, good job. And knowing that you're under the microscope then...
Some people may have not liked that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was courtesy laughter.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was a bad joke.
Oh, yeah, it was courtesy laughter.
All right, but at least he disguised it. At least it sounded somewhat legit. This next one... I've never heard anything like this.
You think this is really funny, don't you?
Yes, I do. I think it's very funny.
He's been overselling this to me all day.
I have not.
You have. All day.
Okay. Here is Bob with his courtesy laughter after Bob Knight tells this long story that goes on and on and on
and
on.
Man, he is the king of long stories.
Yeah. And here's the very end of it, and here's Bob's reaction to this funny story.
And I have a good time sometimes by... somebody saying that, I've got a friend that really dislikes you. And I say, is that right? I said, where do you live? And he'll say, where? And I'll say, what part do you live? I said, yeah, I thought I recognized your name because there's a guy in your neighborhood I know that doesn't like you.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that is the definition of courtesy laughter.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Play it one more time.
And I have a good time sometimes by somebody saying that...
this joke is so bad.
I've got a friend really dislikes you. And I say, is that right? I said, where do you live? And he'll say... where, and I'll say, what part do you live? I said, I thought I recognized your name because there's a guy in your neighborhood I know that doesn't like you.
Yeah.
That is tremendous.
Yeah.
We're appropriating that as our own. Take it off, psycho.
Did you hear that live, Corby?
Yeah, I was driving in the car.
That's
I was
great.
Dying.
I didn't think you listened to the ticket.
Huh?
I didn't think you listened to the ticket.
Sure I do. Mm. I support our brethren.
Do you?
Now, here's another one.
We need that laugh isolated, though, by the way.
With the yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
What did I just say?
I'm just reinforcing it, okay. Jackass.
Okay.
Hey.
I'm sorry.
Jackass.
You're going to have to be very unfunny once again, but he's trying to end it with a punchline. And it's about some guy that's been harassing him all game long. And so... he goes and gives him peppermints and tells him to eat the peppermints and stop eating, chewing his ass, basically, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the end of the joke. And listen to Dan just try to muster up the strength to laugh. He can't even, he can't. It's so under your breath, so crank this way up.
And when he came up, I gave him a handful of peppermint candy. And I said, chew on these instead of my ass tonight, will you?
We have to play that again.
Just listen to it. Just Dan going.
And when he came up, I gave him a handful of peppermint candy. And I said, chew on these instead of my ass tonight, will you?
Poor Dan.
I feel sorry for those guys.
But hey, when you have some of those people on, you got to issue courtesy.
Because it's it's one question, and then he goes on forever and ever, tells a story, issues a punchline, and yet it's Norm.
It's Norm and Nelly.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes he has some gold, but sometimes he has those rubber chicken banquet stories that he tells old ladies
so
out.
So what you're saying is he had some diamonds?
He had some diamonds.
All look like poo-poo.
All right, now let's get on to our robot Grego. And
we had about 10 sightings.
Yes.
And how many of them actually were legitimate?
Only two.
See?
We had to sift through the poo-poo.
So, pick
on the misfortune.
If you don't know what Robot Grego is, let's go ahead and play our favorite Fry Street one. Just
nobody
to give an example.
Nobody is interested in this.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody likes
Whip
this.
Eight.
Yeah.
You know what?
That's good.
You know, the mayor and the police chief in Denton got rid of Fry Street. Maybe the mayor in Dallas and the police chief ought to get rid of this.
It's a good point.
Fry Street. Again.
Picking on the unfortunate.
Exactly.
You know, that police up there in Denton, I mean, you're just so slow, and then Fry Street.
Pick on the handicap.
Okay, so you get the idea. Now, this happened the other day when you were talking about whether or not you were supposed to tip your laundry.
Dry cleaner.
Right. Yeah. So just listen. Now, Danny thinks the whole... There's like three robots in here. I say it's the very end of this when the true robot pops out, but you can be the judge.
I like the old-fashioned method of just walking your pantsuit in.
No, I don't like to do that. Drive through, hand them the clothes, walk out. So today I went to pick them up.
You don't think all three of those are drive through, walk in, walk out?
And it, so today, anyway... I think walk out is the main one, but it is funny.
I think hand them the clothes and walk out.
I don't know, I thought drive-thru was the main one.
Hand them the clothes,
yeah.
Walk out.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's do it again.
I like the old-fashioned method of just walking your pantsuit in.
No, I don't like to do that. Drive-thru, hand them the clothes, walk out. So today I went to pick them up for the first time.
Maybe that whole sequence is robotic because... You're in such robot mode, but as soon as you say those three words,
it's
listen
back to normal. Drive through, hand them the clothes, walk out, and your inflection completely changes.
Yeah, listen to how happy you get right after that.
I like the old-fashioned method of just walking your pantsuit in.
No, I don't like to do that. Drive through, hand them the clothes, walk out. So today I went to pick them up for the first time.
That's why it's a
see,
robot.
See, there you see him fall into the mode and then pop out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Well, he gets possessed by a robot.
God, I wish I was as good as y'all. Fry Street. I really do.
Are you wearing your cup today?
You have to. In this place.
Whoa.
I know, almost. Said, almost said freaking.
I know.
Walk out. Why do I do that?
It's great. Don't stop.
I'm going to take voice lessons.
Yeah, that'll help.
Me too.
I wonder if we'll ever get to hear those.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, and now the second one. Reiner, you barely talk over this, but it's okay. You still get the gist of it. Because you ask a question of what someone might say or do if put in this situation, and Grego answers in pure robot form.
If I lose my temper or what happens if they just can't get on board with my style or some kind of discussion like that takes place. And Gerald, you know what Gerald Myers probably told him?
I'll take care of it.
Yeah, you let me handle that.
I'll take care of it. One more time.
Oh, if boy. I lose my temper or what happens if they just can't get on board with my style or some kind of discussion like that takes place. And Gerald, you know what Gerald Myers probably told him?
I'll take care of it.
Yeah. Let me handle that.
Jesus.
Oh. Oh. There you go, Greg. And we only do
it
once a month.
I'll take care of it.
Yeah.
We could have done one today on Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
I'll take care of it.
Yeah.
Well, we sure could have, couldn't we?
Yep.
Oh, it'll show up.
It'll be next month when we revisit Robot Grego. All right, there's Fun with Real Audio.
Well, I don't know. That one might make its way into our growing lexicon of...
Astronaut,
yeah.
Elephant, NASCAR.
Right.
Pearl Jam.
Single emphatic words. But you've got
NASCAR.
A couple...
NASCAR. Elephant.
You got a couple in there, too. Or you should.
Well, not yet.
Those need to be pulled today.
They do.
Ones of Snake?
Yes. All right, 5:30 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. So, last night, an old wives' tale confronted me. And I tried to disprove it, and you know what? I couldn't. That's next here on The Ticket.